We are currently already in our meeting, so we've already said the pledge, and we're currently already in our session. So we're on to item three, and we are at student recognition. Mr. Dunn?
Yeah, so before we go with the process of recognizing students, January is always board recognition month, and it takes a tremendous amount of work and diligence to be a board member. So first of all, let's recognize the board members for all the work they do for Norton City Schools. Jason Sams. Rob Knight.
Thanks, Dave.
Louis Yule. Let me make sure I have these right. Jennifer Bennett.
Thank you.
And Cindy Wood. Thank you. Mr. Sacco.
But you right up front, so everyone can take it. Here with us today from Grill Elementary is kindergarten Kimberly Ward. Here to present her is her teacher, Mrs. Stevens.
When I heard Mr. Sacco was looking for a student of the month, I immediately thought of Kimmy. Kimmy is an absolute pleasure to have in class. When I very first met Kimmy at kindergarten orientation, she raised her little hand and she said, "Did you know E equals MC squared?" And I thought, wow. Kimmy comes to the classroom every day eager to learn. Her smile is contagious. She is a friend to everyone. She is always helping her classmates, whether it's with their schoolwork or if they're hurting. Every day after recess, she tells me that she helps someone new, or she helps somebody get onto a different type of equipment, or help them get an ice pack. I would not be surprised if when Kimmy grows up, she is either a teacher or a nurse because of her helpfulness. Kimmy is very encouraging to her classmates. We have a student in her class that often struggles academically, and she is always very encouraging to him, and she'll say, "Hey, I really like the way you made that O, even if it's the only thing on the paper that he did well." She acknowledges it every time. She loves to take care of her classroom. If she sees a mess on the floor, she's the first one to grab the broom and clean it up. If I tell the class somebody left something on the table, we need to take care of that, she says, "I'll do it for them," and she runs to the table and she cleans up the mess. She takes care of our classroom. She's very helpful. She's also very artistic. She puts a lot of time and detail into her classwork. She has a strong work ethic for someone that is so young. She's a very precious young lady. She's as beautiful on the inside as she is on the outside. She has a wonderful family that should be very, very proud of the young lady that she is. Let's congratulate Kimmy Ward on being a real student. Yeah.
An honor to bring before you Luke Stover, who's one of our kindergartners. And I'm going to let Mrs. Raniere talk all about him, but first of all, I have to tell you what a gentleman this young man is. We do a treasure chest every morning. We call out golden tickets, and one of our students in our multi-handicap class had won a prize, and Luke brought her down and waited for her and walked her back, and I thought, he's such a great role model of a gentleman at just such an early age. So I know Mrs. Raniere has many more things she wants to share with you, but he just touches my heart every time. He's such a good friend to his peers.
He surely does. And to begin with, I think it's so exciting that our K kiddos at this meeting are representing elementary. When we stand in that brand new high school, it fills you with this sense of hope and this sense of all the hard work and dedication and history going into it for the future. So it's so exciting that our K kids are here representing that. So when Luke came to kindergarten, he already knew all of his kindergarten words. That meant he already popped. And kindergarten didn't even start. So I knew that I had to do a lot of differentiation for this young man to just love kindergarten, and boy, does he love K. I had a student teacher that just started last week, and she said, Mrs. Rainier, why is that little owl in all of your lesson plans? Is that like some new term that I don't know for objective or standard? I said, no, those are my differentiations for Luke, all my higher level questions and activities that we do for him. He also helps others and is just amazing. As teachers, we do a lot of think alouds, which to anyone else sounds like you're just talking to yourself. So just the other day, one of the kiddos that was at the computer next to Luke in our classroom at Centers said, Mrs. Rainier, I don't know what happened to it. So I'm going over to the computer, I left reading group, and I was like, gosh, I wonder where Simply went, which is our bookmark for all of our kindergarten websites. And Luke right away says, check the recycle bin, Mrs. Rainier, maybe they just did something wrong. Well, sure enough, Luke, you solved that problem, didn't you? But you're an amazing problem solver. We also have a kiddo that we share in our classroom with our IMH classroom, and she's nonverbal, so she uses a special program on her iPad. And for her to be able to say the numbers, she has to go through about a three-step process. And for example, if we want her to count with us, she has to go through a three-step process, you know, maybe press 15, and then we hear it say 15. Well, Luke, you know all of those steps to help her, don't you? And boy, is he a helper, and he's so amazing. One of the things that I have to differentiate for Luke is that in kindergarten, we have to know our facts fluently to 5, adding, subtracting, and we decompose or make friends of 10. But with Luke, we're into the 20s and 30s, so I might have to say, Luke, okay, there's 21, how many more to 30? And just like that, he's like, 7, Mrs. Rainier. Well, how do you know that? And it isn't always that he's just is like memorizing. I mean, he's able to share all kinds of different strategies. He loves reading. He says Dad reads the Magic Treehouse series to him, and Mom always is sending in things that we need. For example, last week she helped by sending in Oreo cookies, and we got to make the phases of the moon. So he just has a wonderful, supportive family. And this week we are talking about adventures and reading, and I was like, Luke, tell us, what's one of your favorite adventures? And his answer was learning. I mean, doesn't that just say it all? Luke said he wanted to share one thing that he likes about school. Luke, did you want to share with them?
Yeah, I like to learn.
He likes to learn. So in conclusion, I think you'll all agree that the future of Norton is in amazing hands, and we should all be excited about it with kiddos like Luke.
Mrs. Oliveri.
We were also able to select a kindergartner for our January Student of the Month. And this little tiny person, this little tiny package, full of life and full of just all kinds of words and phrases. And as you saw, she has had a frog in her throat all day. So she's in a very unique situation. This is Madeline Stewart, and this is Miss Elia, her classroom teacher. And Madeline actually began the year in Mrs. Smith's kindergarten room, and we had an opportunity to have another kindergarten classroom, and so Madeline was one of the children that I had selected to move into the new room. And some of the kids kind of didn't take it so well, and she was like, hey, let's go, right on in, and just kind of took control of the situation, did a fantastic job. Every morning at car rider, she gets out of that car, good morning, Mrs. Oliveri, and we take her by the hand, and we go in the building, always smiling, always happy, you know, just a great, great student. So when I asked kindergarten to pick someone, without a doubt, we had two individuals, both Mrs. Smith and Miss Elio, had said, you know what, she would be a great candidate for our January Student of the Month. So at this point, I'm going to turn it over to Miss Elio, who's going to speak a little bit about it.
Sure. Madeline's done a fantastic job in kindergarten so far. Like Miss Oliveri said, she jumped right in, just full of laughter and full of life. She is kind, polite, and caring not only to all of her classmates, but everyone else in the building, adults. She's become a role model for the students with the fabulous choices she chooses every single day. She has a heart of gold, and it shows in her cheery demeanor. Can't tell right now, but usually she is just, I think she might be a little bit nervous. Oh no, she's not nervous.
She was the first one in the room.
Yeah. I can always count on Madeline, whether it be with an academic question that she's trying to help her friends with, or with just helping a lending hand. I mean, she's always the first one to, if I need something picked up or if I need something taken to the office, she's always the first one that likes to do it, huh? She is an active learner and she enjoys participating. No matter what the group discussion may be, she's always the first one to shoot her hand in the air and always has so much to say. She's very curious. She dives headfirst into everything that we learn about. She excels in all of her subjects, but I think she enjoys reading the most. She goes above and beyond what is expected in her journal. If you see her journals, you can tell, you know, whether just be writing a little word, she just really enjoys learning. And I know that she'll be successful at anything she puts her mind to. The other day in her lunch, Mom, I think you wrote the note, be bold, be brave, be Madeline, and that's just so her. I mean, Madeline is just, she's going to be a role model. And for the rest of her career, she's great.
All right, so we would like to present you with this, your Student of the Month certificate, and I'm sure Mom will have a place on the fringe for that. You are very welcome.
Mrs. Gerber.
Jones is our Student of the Month. Before we start to share about Emma, when Mr. Dobbins and I were thinking about the Student of the Month, it was the first month we ever kind of wanted to nominate our whole student body. As you know, we are in this new school, and our kids were phenomenal helping us with the move. Emma was in one of those groups when we spoke the other day, she reminded me. I find pleasure in the fact that things that are chores at home our privileges at school. So teachers are pack rats, and so they were cleaning a lot, and there was a lot going to the dumpster, and you'd say, all right, first one that gets done with their homework can go to the dumpster. And the kids would be like, I'm gonna finish up. And one day I came out of the main office, and there were seventh graders all at their lockers getting their winter coats. I'm like, guys, what's up? We finished our lesson early, so teacher said we can go out to the pods and carry boxes to the pods. And I just thought about how many times we've asked our kids to go down and get the laundry out of the, and they're like, 3 days later, you're still, has that basket of laundry come up? And the kids were down the steps, up the steps, down the steps. One of the groups that helped us unpack was our eighth grade girls basketball team, our eighth grade boys basketball team, and our National Junior Honor Society. And Emma is a part of that. They came in that Wednesday and they unpacked and helped teachers and cleaned. And so our student body needs to be the Student of the Month too, but we can't have them all, so we have Emma Jones. So Emma's gonna represent our whole student body. As I said, Emma's part of National Junior Honor Society. She has, curriculum-wise, a 4.0 this marking period. She also is one of our leaders for our Impact Club, which is our youth group that we do in collaboration with Grace Church. So those are some of the things she's proud of, and Mr. Chibasano is here to share a little bit more on Emma.
Well, you stole my second point about helping with the move, so that's all right. I had Emma's brother 2 years ago, Blake, I believe. And even though as different as they are when you have them as a teacher and how you know, you talk to Blake and him doing his homework and how he would interact with the class, how different she is, you could tell their brother and sister because of what a great family they're from. They're so polite, they're nice, they're respectful. When you talk to them, you're not really talking to a 13-year-old kid. It feels like you're talking to somebody that's a little bit older, that's more mature, that can handle the adult conversation. So in that aspect, they're dead alike because they're from a great family. And she did help with the move, and that was where I was going to go to the next point, so I had to somehow transition to my third point. So academically, she's a great kid. That's what I think is, you know, work ethic, are you a good person? Nailed those two. After that, as academics, she is, I'd say, brilliant. If anything else, I don't know what other word would work. She turned in the test, I think it was chapter 6 test, and she's most of the time very, very humble, but this day, I don't know why, but she just hand it to me and goes, there's 100. And I'm like, I got mad. I'm like, by golly, no, because I made that tough enough that no one's getting 100. So I kind of took it personal. I'm like, I can't believe she said that. So I looked through it, and you know, I have it memorized. I go, you missed one. And she goes, she just looked at me like, how dare you? And I'm like, okay. And she goes, thought about it. And she goes, it was number 6, wasn't it? I go, oh my gosh, how'd you just do the whole test in your head? Maybe what you can really, she goes, it was C, wasn't it? Yeah, okay. Like, how do you even teach somebody that's that brilliant and that smart and can get you at every corner? So she did this at one point. I looked back at her grades for the last 3 quarters, and she had a 94, 97, and a 95, which you're missing like a couple points here or there in algebra honors course as an eighth grader. That's really hard. I think I wrote her a note once, like, don't feel bad that you missed one, because I missed 2 on my sheet. You know, like, hey, it's pretty darn good, so don't ever get down on yourself. She's very smart. The last thing I want to end with was, as a teacher, you know, I remember, I think back to my dad, and one thing is I never wanted to disappoint him. He had this, like, aura around him, like, oh, man, if I disappoint my dad, it's the end of the world. And now it's Mrs. Gerber. I don't want to disappoint her. And she leaves me a note that says, see me, Gerber. I'm kind of like, oh, gosh, what did I do? Like, it's the end of the world. And that's what I always wanted to have, like, kids do the right thing. Maybe if it's not in the moment because they want to do the right thing, it's because they're worried about Mr. Tripp. Well, I don't really have that. I've found out, though, that before I'm prepping for a lesson, I'm thinking, all right, this is what I'm going to say, this is what I'm going to do, here's the handout, these are my notes. I'm worried about Emma catching me on a mistake and disappointing Emma, because I know that if I'm there and I make a mistake, she's going to look and go, and I'll go, okay, it's 5, I'm sorry. So she has this aura of having high expectations of people that meet her, and she expects that, but in a nice, you know, positive, wet manner. I did feel good today, though, because I made her go to the board because she was student of the month, and I wanted to, like, get her to the board. And she put a negative instead of a positive, so I felt really good that I got her once. And then she's human, like the rest of us, which is good. But she is a great kid. I love having her in class. I could talk about her all day and ramble on. But congratulations, Ella.
Mr. Shaner.
So I can back up Trip on that. There are those students that keep you on your toes, that's for sure. So, unfortunately, the High School Student of the Month isn't able to be here with us tonight. It's Senior Matt Bradshaw. But I think it would have been really great if he was here, because if you know Matt at all, he is an 18-year-old man. I mean, he is. He's grown throughout his high school years. He's a big guy. He's an athlete. And it would have been neat to see him with, you know, the little ones, you know, to kind of see where they start. I was thinking, like, of Luke as the young man that was up here, and then to think that Matt was there at one point, you know, and then there's Matt, we could have seen him here tonight. But anyway, Matt, I just want to say a few things. I know it's difficult with him not being here, but Matt is such a great kid. Well, I should say, such a great young man. You know, the reason that he was actually nominated to begin with, you know, isn't because he's the top 10 of the class or anything like that. It's because he carries an honor about him. He's a young man who has some charisma, and the staff just loves it. There's really no other way to put it. I believe Mrs. Gibson, our guidance counsel, was actually, or guidance office secretary, was the one who nominated him just because she loves having him around and all the great things that he does. But beyond just being a great young man, he is a phenomenal athlete. I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. He's 3-time letterman in football, but his big sport that I'm really excited about with the spring, because I used to coach football and track here, but I'm really excited for him because he's a 2-time PTC champion in the discus. And I don't know if you've ever seen anyone do the disc before. It is not an easy sport. You have to have a lot of athleticism, a lot of strength. And what's neat about him is I actually will be very surprised if he doesn't set the school record. And the person that holds the school record is Brian Hallett. If you know who Brian Hallett was, probably the best athlete that ever went through this building. And for Matt to be in a position, put himself in a position, where he has that capability at the end of the year. He's easily going to be a 3-time PTC champion, but we also think that, you know, he might be a state qualifier too on the disc. So, I apologize. He apologized to me today that he couldn't be here tonight, but obviously I can't say enough good things about him. So, Matt Bradshaw, thank you. pleases the board, I may ask him just to just come next month.
Absolutely. And at this time, we'll take a quick recess, and that way it gives you time to leave if you wish to leave, and come back if you wish. Got everybody? We're going to get back to item 4, public participation. We did not have anybody who signed up, but if there's anybody who wishes to speak, you have 3 minutes. Does anybody wish to speak? Seeing none, we'll move on.
Is the microphone on? It seems quiet.
Mine's on. That's because there was a lot of people.
I don't have the key to the room anymore.
Can you guys hear out there?
Mrs. Gerber's here.
Make sure they're turned on.
Yeah, they're on.
It's on. Mine's okay. On.
Mine's okay. On. Item 5, agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Seeing none, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 6, board business. We don't need to vote on this, but these are the committee assignments I took into account for everybody. It's hard because I know some people wanted to double up on committees. So you guys can go ahead and start working on the your assigned committees. And I know that we still have some pending things, and I'm sure everybody will do their best to work with the administrators on these. Any questions on that?
One thing I do want to, operations is on the athletic committee, and we have a meeting scheduled, just so you know, in like the next week or two. I'll email you and let you know.
Thanks. Administrators, do you have anything for that? Moving on to item B, can I have a motion to approve the following policy updates, November 2016? Items 1 through 13.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under item C, can I have a motion to approve a resolution pursuant to section 5705.21 of the revised code submitting to the electors of Norton City School District the question of renewal of an existing tax levy for the purpose of general permanent improvements, attachment N.
Just that it's the same levy that we have for permanent improvements. It's used, it's not for operating the district at all. It's strictly for windows, doors, parking lots, roofs, any kind of major buses. Thank you. Anything that's a major purchase, technology, anything else, you guys?
Just the
textbooks. Yes, we can use it for textbooks. I'm sorry.
Stress that it's not a raise.
Yes, it's not a raise. It's renewal. Just what we already have. It's just a continuation of the one that we've had in existence.
Any further discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Item 7, approval of minutes. Can I have a motion to approve items A through D, attachment O, P, Q, and R?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Under item E, can I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from January 9th, 2017, attachment S?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Abstain.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 8, Treasurer's Recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve the following Treasurer's Recommendations, items A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 9, Superintendent's Recommendations. Can I have a motion to approve Personnel, Retirement, Resignation, Leave, and Termination, items 1 through 3?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I do want to make comments. One of the things that you treasure in education is meeting some very special people. And so I can't let the Sharon's resignation go without making a few comments. Certainly has meant a tremendous amount to this district, to the students, in terms of her diligence with curriculum and what she's done to assist students in test scores. She is a complete team player and has done so much with central office. One of the things that, as superintendent, you value too, there's all those things that she does. But she's also the person that if I ever needed anything, if I was going to be out of the office, I could very comfortably say if you had phone calls from anybody or anything going on in the district that needed taken care of, she was kind of superintendent in charge while I was gone. District probably operated better under those circumstances. She did such a great job. And she's just genuinely a wonderful person to know. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Would you like to say anything?
I just appreciate all that you said. And, you know, it's interesting because when I was first hired, we were talking 5 to 7 years, and it's been 11. And it's really hard to believe. I've really appreciated everyone here. I've said before, it's the best superintendent I've worked with. Our administrative staff has been, it's just wonderful. And I really have enjoyed the students and the staff. It's just great to leave on that note.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under personnel, can I have a motion to approve substitute personnel items A and B?
So moved.
We're down to A and B. It'd be 1 through 2, and then under C.
I thought you said A and B. That's all.
I'm sorry, B and C.
Okay.
B and C.
Second.
I'm sorry, who made that motion?
I think Lewis did.
Thank you. Okay.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes. Motion carries. Under personnel, can I have a motion to approve the following supplementals and stipends, items D through I?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under J, can I have a motion to approve the name change from Norton Junior High School to Norton Middle School?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion?
The only thing that I would say is I think that the situation the board was concerned about the confusion of having the old middle school and new middle school and addresses and so forth. And it's just, I appreciate this because I think it's important to the staff to recognize that what a middle school is, and they operate certainly under a middle school concept and have done a tremendous job with that. So I know they appreciate it.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve the following consent agenda items, K through O?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Knight?
Yes.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item 10, superintendent's reports.
You know, it was mentioned a little earlier, but I do want to point out, there's too many people to thank for the move, but I certainly want to highlight the work of Mr. Carmody and Mrs. Wagler in terms of the things we have. When you consider all the technology and the new building and the furniture and all those things, it took a tremendous amount of work to get through that process without more difficulties than occurred. And I will say, if you were around during that time, you know, our teaching staff was working hard, as you heard earlier, our students were helping, our maintenance and custodial staff went so far above and beyond to make that transition possible. It's one of the things that really, I think, if you don't know anything about Norton, if you could just picture the way everybody pitched in and out from, you know, like you say, literally from students, everybody in the district to get through that move, it says a lot about the type of district Norton is. So thanks to everybody.
Your administrative staff?
Yes. Sharon, have anything to add? That's all right.
I was actually looking up. I just wanted to mention our professional development day on February 3rd. We've been invited in the morning to go over to Barberton. Aaron Brewell is our speaker. I don't know if he actually made, there was a movie made about her experience as a teacher. Freedom Fighters. I think it was Hillary Swank. Anyway, she's going to be the speaker in the morning, and then in the afternoon we have sessions going on. So if any of you'd like to attend, just let me know.
I have a few things. First of all, thank you for approving the TWE Technology Work Experience pay scale. Those kids were phenomenal during this move. I mean, I cannot say enough good things about them. They worked every day that we worked over break. They renamed the rest of the computers. Every computer that changed buildings, the room that changed, have to go in and change all those. Disconnecting equipment, organizing equipment, moving equipment. They really are just so much help to John and I, so in every way, shape, and form. So I really appreciate that, and I know they would thank you too. And it's Hannah Rao and Ben Fisher, and they were hired at the end of eighth grade, and they're juniors now. So we just wish we could keep them forever. And then I also, just in regards to the move, I wanted to thank Brunswick's tech coordinator. She came over and helped. Woodridge's tech coordinator came over and helped. Our district people, Stephanie Higginbush, Laura Danko and Sharon, and Jackie Fleckler. I tell you what, even cleaning keyboards, any job that I gave them to do to help me with, they were there, brought their trucks if we needed something hauled, maintenance and custodial and all of them. It was definitely a team effort. You know, just like Dave said, everybody just pulled together, and I'm still amazed at how well it all went. So I just wanted to thank everyone for that. And then also, you know, in regards to Sharon, I just wanted to say that I was very fortunate to have the opportunity to work with her for 10 years, and I consider her a great colleague, mentor, and friend. For anyone that doesn't know, we work together on a lot of initiatives. Some of the ones Eric works with us on as well, online testing, from pre-planning to on-site, professional development days for staff, new teacher orientations, convocation days. And then there's a lot of things that Sharon and I work on together, math assessments, grants from iPads, science probes, Chromebooks, online curriculum, all these online textbooks and student accounts for foreign language, everyday math, many others, committee of the whole, tech and curriculum committees, preparing and sharing information with those, elementary grade level meetings year after year, the grading committee, technology friendly classroom, Nooks for elementary, middle schools, pre-planning to resolving issues, standards-based report cards. There are so many things that we work together on, and it's just been great to work with someone that's so knowledgeable, professional, caring, great work ethic.
I'd like to thank the Grill kindergarten teachers and the preschool team and Mr. Sackett for joining us at the Transition Skills Summer and Kickoff event down at the Civic Theater. And, you know, to kind of echo what Andy says, you know, hours, weekends, summers, all the time that we spent together, you know, you won't find a harder working person than Jim. Just simply amazing, you know. I don't want to call it Energizer Bunny, but she's got a work ethic that is just unbelievable. So I can't say enough, and you know, you're a great friend and a great mentor, and I thank you.
She is kind of like the Energizer Bunny, where she most is. Districts have a committee or a curriculum department. She is the department.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how I follow that. I mean, I'll start off by saying cheers.
I keep Jake in line.
It's been a short time, but yes, you know, being your neighbor there in the office, it's been great. You know, you definitely make me feel bad every time I'm leaving at 4:30 or so, and Sharon's there, and I know she's going to be there another hour working every night. So it's been great. I also want to point out kind of Dave stole part of my thunder of, you know, a year and a half ago I got employed by the district with all these transition things coming. And you kind of, you look at it a year and a half away and you go, that's, we'll get that. And you start getting closer and you start making a list and you go, oh. Our maintenance department and custodial department, from my perspective, is probably the best I've seen in the four districts I've worked in. And I just want to point out Pete Fetzer in particular is our maintenance supervisor. I mean, I think for 2 weeks straight, he pretty much worked 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. and he had no other time. But I kept telling him, would you please go home? We're paying these guys. They're here. He said, no, I'm going to make sure we do it right. So just in particular, pointing him out. You know, and then end on look in the future, met with the elementary staff, we're ramping up for the next phase of it. So no rest for the wicked, but the whole staff, the community, everybody pitched in, wanted to help. It does talk a lot about this community. Nobody was looking for, you know, even our staff wasn't looking for trying to weasel out a certain hour. They just wanted to come in, they wanted to help, they wanted to get the transition done, they wanted it to be right. So I was proud to be part of that.
Mrs. Hagenbusch?
Well, I'd like to congratulate the students of the month. Those little girls were just so stinking cute that came in there. Sharon, apparently I haven't worked with you as much as they have because you're with them all the time. But it has been a pleasure to work with you. And I will greatly miss you. And don't have to echo what they say, but you understand that. The move, I will say, I was never thought this would happen. You can tell Jake, I kept saying, are you sure we don't have to hire movers? We need to hire movers. I don't know how we're going to do this. This is never going to work. And it did. Angie had volunteers, and we hired two tech people to help, and it was our staff that did it, which is amazing. And the pride in the custodians and the pride in the people that were doing it and the teachers and the aides. When you went into the buildings, everybody did. It wasn't just at the high school level. It was here. Everybody had pride that they did it and it was successful. And it's amazing. It gives me, I'm still sit here and I get goosebumps when I think about it. It's just so cool that we did it. I mean, it was really great that we built a building, but that we moved two buildings in a week and a half with time to spare is amazing. I'm still in shock about that. I'm waiting to find that pod that didn't come, or you know, there's that hiding area somewhere. But it was absolutely amazing. So congratulations to you guys who did all that.
Mrs. Webel.
As always, congratulations to the student of the month. They're just so cute when they're kindergarten. It's amazing. Sharon, thank you for all of your work. Worked with you a little bit, not as much as everybody else, but now you get to finally retire and maybe enjoy your grandkids a little bit more. About the opening, it was just so exciting. After working on this for 19 years, it's finally come to fruition. But something that somebody said was the generations that came through. That, you know, I'm in the Alumni Association, so I know a lot of these people, and the people that graduated in the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s, it was just amazing to me how many people came from, well, half of us here are North graduates, but, you know, all of the, you know, everybody that came and was excited about it, and the couple thousand people that went through, really the highlight of being on the school board. It was an absolute pinnacle. So thank you, Milton, for providing that for our kids.
Mr. Yule?
Congratulations to the students of the month. As always, it's great seeing the smiles and the stories, and having a kiddo at the young age of first grade and seeing the kindergartners and stuff, I can tell you they take it serious when students of the month is announced, and so it's good stuff, and it's a good thing to make the rest of our students look forward to and shoot for and strive for. So Sharon, congrats to you. Hopefully after this you can move on to some happy days. And I one thing I want to say is, when I got elected and I went around and had meetings with everybody, no fault to anybody else, but Sharon, you enlightened me on a lot of things I was very unaware of. So I appreciate that, and happens that we know a lot of same people from your past. So congratulations and good luck to you. The move, it's deemed like, you know, sports, right? The fumble, the drive. Well, Norton had the move, which is good. And, you know, being I was fortunate enough to see some of the move in action, and I think Mrs. Gerber mentioned it while she was introducing the student of the month, and the middle school kids were like in an ant farm. Here, and it was just absolutely crazy watching the kids move and move boxes, and that does. And there were some parents and things of that nature as well, but don't want to go on and on about it, but it was great, and it made my heart feel good seeing all the moving parts and all the people that contributed. The ribbon cutting was awesome. As Cindy said, being an alumni, walking into a school of that caliber, seeing people I went to school with, new faces, you know, that it was the first time walking in the building to go to school there. It was great. It was good to see smiles and happy people in Norton. the sport related, I know our girls basketball team just beat Cloverleaf and puts them in good shape to win the PTC. So I want to congratulate them on a good season thus far and hope that they continue to do that. And our boys wrestling team won the Bulldog Brawl in Green, which I believe was their first tournament win of the season. So winter sports are going well.
Didn't you get confused for being a student when you were over there helping move? Ms. Gerber, you want to enlighten us on that?
I didn't say anything about moving.
Thanks for helping. Mr. Knight.
Well, I want to thank the students of the month also, and thanks, Sharon, for your service. And like everyone else, that the ribbon cutting in the school, when you talk to people in Norton, it's always, when you do something like that, you're always waiting to hear somebody. They always say, "Hey, Rob, I want to talk to you about the school." And you're like, "Oh, no, what are they going to say?" And everything I've heard has been 100% positive. I mean, it blows me away. I mean, just the setting of the school, the architecture, everything is just, everyone is so pleased. And I think that we all, as a district and as a board, as a community, I think we should be proud. Stephanie talks about, you know, pride and spirit. And, you know, that's one thing I always talk about. I know I mentioned Coach Ally. I know Cindy would remember Coach Ally, but he was real big on Norton, and back in the 70s and 80s, everything was pride, spirit, and teamwork. And I think that we've shown everybody that Norton has that. If we pull together, I think there's nothing we can't accomplish as a city and as a district. So I know it still lives. I feel it in my soul. I think we all do. And I think we proved that that we can still do anything we set our mind to. So I think that's a good example. I hope that, you know, this year moving forward, I'm excited about the field house, and I think we still have big things ahead of us, and that's all. I'm just proud to be a Norton resident, a Norton alumni, and be on the board. Thanks.
Mrs. Bennett?
I want to congratulate the students of the month as well. You know, I enjoy always listening to the stories and why they're recommended and chosen for that honor. So, and just to echo a little bit of what you just said, Rob, about the open house, I mean, I did not hear one negative comment, which sometimes can be unusual, but it was fabulous. And the one thing I did hear, which I thought was a really nice compliment to everybody involved, is that it wasn't a building that was over the top. They didn't see anything that was wasted. They felt that taxpayers' money was spent wisely, and we made or built a great building for our students. So I don't think we can thank the community enough for that. And then lastly, Sharon, it has been a pleasure working with you. I've been on instruction and technology a number of times, and I have enjoyed learning from you the things about education that I don't know. That's not my background, but I've truly enjoyed your input and your knowledge of everything. But I want to wish you also congratulations. So
thank you.
I know it's going to be bittersweet.
It is. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank you. It was interesting when I was in instruction and technology, I said, I don't know anything about that. And you and Jennifer said, you'll get through it. And that's how we introduced ourselves. And you could see your passion. So, I understood that. And then last year you helped me when we went over to Grace Church, and you said, you're gonna have to get up there and talk in front of all the administrators and faculty. And I said, well, what exactly am I supposed to say? So you said, you'll get through it. And you were very polite, very organized and structured, and that's how my life is. So you did very well in your organization, and you can tell that that's how you run your staff and the organization of the district. So I appreciated that. So thank you for that. But one of the things that I took away from the open house was all the volunteers, all the teachers, and the staff that volunteered their time as we walked through the hallway. It was overwhelming, everybody who came to volunteer their time. So it wasn't just this person or that person, it was everybody who was so proud to be in the building to show off their classrooms and what was going on in the building that day. So that's what impressed me the most, was it wasn't just, you know, this is it. It was, hey, come in here, let me show you what's going on, and not how the room was set up, it was how they set it up to have our students learn, and how it was perhaps the proudest moment for me when we walked through. And then Mr. Shanger, you're the most popular, because I think instead of selling turf squares, we should sell principal's office pictures, because everybody wanted a picture next to the principal's office. So that was like the most popular thing. They wanted it. Where's the principal's office? I think that was like the most popular. Everybody kept saying, where's the principal's office? I haven't been there in years. So everybody wanted a picture in the principal's office. I think that was pretty positive too. But just all the volunteer efforts that went into that day and how everybody collaborated was probably the most impressive thing. That everybody came in and volunteered their time. There wasn't a question. It was just a very proud moment for the district and all the people. Cindy, you said thousands, and I was so impressed.
There were a couple thousand
people. Yeah, I couldn't believe the traffic flow and all the board members and how impressive everybody was and former board members that came. But one of the things that was special to me was my mom, who graduated in 1967, was there to share that moment with me. So that was nice for me to be on the Board of Education and her as a graduate. And like you said, Cindy, you know, she came with her fellow classmates, and they made a day of it. They went to lunch, they came to this, and that's exactly true, because that's what they did. So it was very special to me to have that and to be a part of my personal life and to share that experience with the citizens of the community. So thank you. Anybody, anything further? With that, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Call the roll, please.
Mr. Sams?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Knight?
Hey, Cindy. It's March 14th.
Thank you for coming.